Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gigax, and I have a special guest today. And I'm so excited. My special guest is Rick Byrne of the Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. So before I get into your big introduction, just say hello, Rick.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Ah, that's that beautiful voice that I hear on early mornings when I'm trying to get ready for work. So what I love about Rick and what he does and why I wanted him on the podcast so badly is because Rick hosts a weekly Zoom meeting with the Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers called Coffee with Letter Carriers. So, Rick, if you would tell us a little bit about Coffee with Letter Carriers, like what its mission is, how it got started.
It got started back in January of 2023, and it was called Coffee with COLSAC, which was stood for the Coffee or the Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. And we've morphed it into a different name of Colorado or Coffee with Letter Carriers and sort of detached it from the state association, but it's the same mission. The mission is to get out there to where the carriers are and do what we can to answer questions and, you know, educate as many as possible.
Yeah, I'm obviously right in line with that mission. With Classes of Mail, I have the same exact mission, trying to reach as many people as I can, trying to give them that education. And to have access to somebody in a leadership position to give that education, it's so valuable. And what I love about it is that for me, as a carrier in Las Vegas, I'm still welcome to come on and to learn from you, because ultimately carrying the mail is largely the same everywhere you are. The M39 is the same, the M41 is the same. And so the education that you guys offer on that Zoom meeting is fantastic. So first of all, thank you very much for that. And thank you from a mission standpoint for what you're doing to reach out and educate carriers where they are. You know, you've said in a previous podcast that not everybody can make it to the branch meetings. And it's something that I hear in other postal podcasts as well, like Delivering Solidarity out of Youngstown, Ohio, where if you can't get to your branch meeting, we can still bring the branch meeting to you. And those carriers deserve that education just as much as anybody else. So talk a little bit about what you're doing for outreach generally. I mean, we have Coffee with Letter Carriers, and I want to talk a little bit about more of that, a little more about that specifically, but what other type of outreach do you do?
Well, let me just back up a little bit, if you don't mind, because
of course
we, not only am I the state president for the state of Colorado, but also I'm a branch president for branch 324 in Greeley, Colorado. And we have a lot of associate
fighting
offices.
324th.
Yeah. So, I wear many hats, but, going to the technology route, I've always been a fan of technology and how to get our carriers from our associate offices involved in the meetings. And so we were part of Zoom before COVID even actually hit. And we did not skip a beat. We went when we were going through COVID and everything else, we did not miss a meeting. I know many branches were trying to figure out the technology aspect of it. The State Association for Colorado, my branch, we continued meetings via Zoom. So we didn't skip a beat on that. And then we've incorporated all that into my branch bylaws, just as headquarters has requested. And so that's been great. But the biggest thing is in January of 2023, under a previous leadership for the state association, our previous president, Doug Janes, I went to him and I was the director of education at the time. And I said, do you mind if we start this Zoom session? And you know, Doug's a great guy. He was a little hesitant at first, and he's like, what's this going to cost us? And I said, nothing. You know, we have a Zoom account already. We use it for the executive board. And so it's just a matter of some time and coming up with lesson plans and figuring out what we want to talk about. So it was in its infancy back then. And we started it. We were doing every 2 weeks, we were doing an episode and getting people on board. But it's grown into a weekly session because we've just, the demand's been there. Hey, and I was worried that we wouldn't have enough to talk about, but I think we've been pretty successful, and it's not just me. I don't want to take this and say, hey, it's all about me. Yes, I am the voice and mainly, but we've brought a lot of other people who come on and join us weekly. We have our director of education currently, who is Simon Kill, who is our director of education for the state association. We have John Robles, who's an RAA with Region 4, and he helps out a great deal. And then here recently, in the last month or so, our national business agent, Dan Versluis, has been able to join us when he can. I know he does a lot of traveling, be in the NBA, and is in charge of a lot of things, but he joins us as much as he can and gives us, I would say, probably regular updates. But no, that's a great, great session. And I think we are doing our best to reach out to the members because, like you said, not everybody can get to a branch meeting. You have some branches that don't even have meetings. So anything that we can do as far as outreach to get to those members, answer their questions, and we're not trying to take the place of an MBA's office. We're not trying to take the place of headquarters. All we are trying to do is just add what we can.
You know, it's so great as a rank and file member like I am to have access to just to hear the thoughts of like a Dan Versluis, who will come on and talk about like what's going on at the business agent's office, what issues he's seeing, what is important. And yeah, it's a funny thing how you never really run out of topics because there's always something crazy that management's doing or something that carriers are running into that needs to be addressed. And then you add on top of that your work with the letter carrier political fund and getting people organized in that way. Let's go ahead and transition to that. So as a state association, as I understand it, that's more of a political action body. Tell me a little bit about what a state, we're all members of state associations. And like in my state, I have no idea what the Nevada State Association of Letter Carriers does. So tell me what the Colorado State Association does and what you do with it.
The main focus of the state association is legislative. We can branch out, and it is in the Constitution that allows us to branch out into trainings, mainly under the guidance of the NBA's office. But that is what the director of education does, and Simon's involved in that. But mainly, we're focused on legislation is our main focus with our LCCLs. We have them for every district throughout the state, and the LCCL, and for some of you that may not know, is a letter carrier congressional liaison. So you should have one for every congressional district in your state. So not only am I the state president, but I'm also a, we call them Lickles for short, but I'm a Lickle for CD4 in Northern Colorado. And I just attended a dinner Friday night, not really a dinner, but a social for a couple of our Congresswoman Pedersen and Caraveo. So, you know, it's one of those things that we have to go out and we, you know, we not have to go out, but we want to go out and show our support for legislators who support letter carriers. And that's the key.
It's important.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an important part of what we do as the NALC because a lot of people don't realize like how much of our job is guided by legislation or how much of the way the post office runs is affected by what happens on Capitol Hill. You know, it goes from the really obvious aspect of like who is the postmaster general, because that's a political appointment. But then there's legislation that's critically important to what letter carriers do, more so than there might be in other businesses. Talk a little bit about some important legislation that's on the floor or that's in process.
Well, right now, the biggest push that we're working with is HR 82 and the discharge petition. I just talked to Congresswoman Pedersen and Caraveo the other night at their event, and they both have already signed on to the discharge petition, which is going to get HR 82 to the floor, hopefully. We've already reached 300, I believe, last time I checked, 329 co-sponsors for that legislation, and it should go to the floor for a vote after it hits 299. But
is
it
that
hasn't.
The Protect Our Letter Carriers Act?
No, that HR 82 is separate. I'm going to pull that up here real quick. But HR 82 is let me pull it up here. The Protect Our Letter Carriers Act, I guess we are working on that. That's HR 7629 and Senate Bill 4356. That is our main push. But what we need is we need everyone to get involved and know what's going on. And NALC has made it very easy for us to get involved. And by making a separate website, or I guess they've modified the website to make it easy to get to take action. And it's just nalc.org/action. But HR 82 is the discharge petition on the for the Social Security Fairness Act, and that's the one that we need to really push hard on and get our legislators to sign that discharge petition so we can get a vote on the House floor for that.
And what will that legislation accomplish?
So H.R. 82 is basically it's two different bills, H.R. 82 and Senate Bill 597, and they would repeal the windfall elimination provision, the WEP, and the government pension offset, the GPO, which are parts of Social Security law that unfairly reduce and sometimes eliminate Social Security benefits of federal annuitants, including letter carriers. The biggest thing
Wow.
is we've been pushing on this for many years. And if you don't know, there is a fact sheet, and you can download that at nalc.org/action. And it will show you all the information we need to push that through. But like I said, normally when you hit 299 votes, to my knowledge, it pushes that to the floor. We've surpassed that. And so this discharge petition that we're trying to get all of our legislators to sign on to would hopefully even give that more power to come to the floor for a vote.
Yeah, it always amazes me when bills that have that level of support still just sit. It's really kind of amazing the way Congress doesn't work sometimes.
Very
So
true. Very true.
to support these political activities, we have the Letter Carrier Political Fund. And dear listener, you guys are hearing this audio only, and this may be the first episode where all parties involved have like proper microphones. And dude, in my earbuds, Rick's voice sounds fantastic. I hope it sounds great to you guys too. But he and I are on Zoom and he's recording our Zoom meeting. And I'm gonna hold up here in front of my camera. There it is, my can cozy for the Letter Carrier Political Fund. I am a donor to LCPF, as they call it. And it's pretty easy to donate, and it's important. And I know this is something that you focus on as in your role as Colorado State President. So just briefly explain to my listeners, who many are still new to the post office, why it's important to donate even a small amount to the political fund.
The Letter Carrier Political Fund is it's our PACT. So it's our Political Action Committee. And a lot of people think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to give to the PAC because they only give to Democrats. And that's one thing that they need to understand. Our PAC supports anybody who supports letter carriers. And that's what's great because as letter carriers, I remember Fred Rolando talking about this for years. And I'd always listen to him and he's like, hey, we have carriers from the far left all the way to the far right and everywhere in between. So we are asking, we're not trying to single anybody out, but we need support for our political action committee. And when we're only getting like 12% of letter carriers giving to the PACT, we can do a lot better. And that's what helps us move legislation. I know Brian said it and Fred said it and many other, we have John Beaumont, who is an LPO, a legislative and political organizer for Region 4. In Region 4, we actually have two. Colorado, we have John Beaumont, but we get Matt Tanner sometimes because Matt Tanner covers the South. He covers Oklahoma and Arkansas. And so we get Matt Tanner a lot, and they're both great. But the biggest thing is we want to make sure that we support legislators who support letter carriers. And that's how we can do that through the PAC. Now, with Coffee with Letter Carriers, we don't talk about the Letter Carrier Political Fund so much because we do have carriers who are on the clock during that Zoom session. So we have to be mindful of that. And I've had John Beaumont reach out and say, hey, I'd like to get on and talk. And I said, you can, but I just want you to be careful because we need to be careful with it because I don't want anyone to get in trouble because of them being on the clock when they're listening to the call. But if you don't know much about it, please check it out. Ask at your branch meetings. You can also reach out to anybody in the Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. We do have a website. It is COSALC.org, and that stands for Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. And so I mean, check that out, and or go to NALC.org and just ask to see who your legislative political organizer is. And but I would encourage everyone to just give something. If you can give $1 a pay period or $5 a pay period, it will really go a long way.
All right, now you've You've made notice of the elephant in the room, and I have to address it. You have the website, Colorado State COSALC, but you pronounce it Colsack, COLSAC. What's up with that?
Maybe that's how it comes out, but I don't really mean to call it Colsack. But yeah, I guess you could say it's Cosalc or however,
Yeah.
but no, it just that's what I've done, and I'm not, you know,
It
but
pronounces much better as Colsack.
it does,
And the
so.
Col sounds like Colorado. So I explained to my listeners a couple episodes ago when I was talking about you that think of it like Brett Favre, that it's not spelled Favre, but it's pronounced Favre.
I like that. I like
Yeah.
that. Now,
Yeah.
the
Same
biggest, I
sort of
mean,
thing.
we've had the domain for quite a while. We've had it for many, many
Oh.
years. And to go back and change everything to COLSA, it just, it wouldn't make sense, and it would just mess with people's minds.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's okay. It's something I can live with.
I won't lose sleep
Okay,
over
cool. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've only lost a little bit of sleep over, but I got those kind of problems.
Okay.
All right, so now that that's covered, what is the current status of your podcast?
Things are going well, and it's, oh, you mean when I mentioned that we might bring it to a podcast?
Well, yeah, so like you had Bipartisan Buzz, which I have recommended
Oh, this,
on.
oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there's now is Coffee Letter with Letter Carriers now released as a podcast, or what's the status of that stuff right now?
So let me start with Bipartisan Buzz. So I
Okay.
started with the Bipartisan Buzz and reached out to Brian Renfro and said, "Hey, do you have any problems with me doing a podcast?" And he said no, and actually he was on one of the episodes, and I'm
Oh, we're
trying
going
to
to
get
talk
those,
about that.
you know, I'm trying to get those back up, because I was ran into an issue and trying to get Coffee with Letter Carriers on a podcast, and you know, I only have one subscription you can only do so much with that I, you know, that I got. So but no, it's been great, but I hit a wall personally with some stuff going on and just haven't had many episodes up, but I'm trying to get it back up and going. But there's at some times, especially with the state association talking legislation, there's only so much you can talk about legislation. And
Yeah.
so I'm trying to get that going back, and I'm going to get some more guests on, try to get the LPOs, Matt Tanner and John Beaumont back on if I can, bring some other guests on board. But again, the Bipartisan Buzz is only with the state association, and will mainly be focused on legislation. I know we've talked about, we had a Colorado hero out of Boulder, Colorado, who was recognized nationally, and so we did an episode and briefly talked about him, and his name escapes me at the moment, but he saved someone's life in the lobby of the post office, car smashed through, and he got out there and applied a tourniquet and just did a great job on saving that gentleman's life. But
Yeah, I heard about
that's the
that. That
main
was a hell of a
focus.
story. Right.
Now
Yeah, that's cool.
the
Okay.
Coffee with Letter
Yes.
Carriers, I thought about trying to, and I talked to some others who are involved, because like I said, this is not about me. I'm not trying to get recognition on it. There's several of us that sat down, union activists here in Colorado, and said, "Hey, we want to we revamped it, changed the name," and there's several of us that work with this to make it happen. And we talked about doing a podcast. I ran by some other people who have great podcasts out there. I talked to Casey Ritchie. He's in
Yep,
Branch
Branch
458 out of
458.
Oklahoma
Yep.
City. Yep. And talk to
Hey
him.
guys, I got to interrupt because I was listening to his episode this morning while I was out running errands, and they gave a shout out to the Classes of Male podcast. Dude, it made my morning. That was
That's
so cool
awesome.
because the work they're doing down there with education, with getting carriers, informed and empowered, just like what you're doing, what I'm trying to do. It's so great to have that community of support.
Well, and it's teamwork. It takes
Yeah.
all of us to come together
Yes.
because we're not talking about the same thing. And delivery can be everything. I mean, you know, we all have different mindsets. And so it's a great thing that we can work together to help educate, because not everybody has time to listen to every podcast out there. But whatever we can do to reach out and give our share is a great thing. But I talked to a few people, and I decided, well, I should say we decided against doing the Coffee with Letter Carriers of the podcast. I don't want to record the Zoom sessions and then play them back. And I thought about doing a podcast later on based off of what was covered in the Zoom sessions, because you've been on those and you know that sometimes some people on those can be very passionate on their discussion and what's going on. So,
Definitely.
yeah, so I don't want to record that. I just don't feel that's fair. My biggest thing is, and trying to find the time to go back and cover what was discussed, I don't think I would do it justice. So one thing that we do with the Coffee with Letter Carriers Zoom session is we send out a newsletter every day after each session called The
The
Grind.
grind,
Yep.
yes. Yep.
And as you know, it's coffee related. So you
Right.
know, we send that out to everybody who is involved, and they get PDF uploads that we put in the email, links, anything else that we can think of. So that way, they can be involved and get that information, print that off directly. And it's stuff that you can hand out on the workroom floor to your fellow sisters and brothers and help educate them.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And some of the stuff that you do wouldn't go over to audio very smoothly, like your danger zone segment. Talk a little bit about how you set that up, what kind of time goes into it, and what it is.
The danger zone segment, basically, we usually do that about halfway through the session. And the thought process on that was just to show, I mean, we see them on Facebook all the time, these videos that, you know, you don't want to do this. Or sometimes it's, you know, the person at the moment, it was a little scary, but it's funny to look at later on. But
Yeah.
what not to do, what to be mindful of. A lot of them, it started out with just a, you know, I do at least one video, if not two videos every week, and just show what not to do is how it started. Because you see carriers who are in their uniform, in their LLV or their ProMaster, doing a TikTok video, and it's like, guys, this can get you fired. So a lot of this was just like, be awareness, you know, be mindful of this.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially when they're clearly on the clock, and then you see them like not wearing their seatbelt and
Right.
doing all of these idiotic things. It's wild what some people think they can get away with.
Exactly. And so that's what it started out with. And then it's branched out into other things. I've used news segments. We've had letter carriers involved in vehicle accidents, and you know, they've come out of it luckily unharmed. And but I mean, you see an LLV flip and turn and that kind of stuff, and it's caught on a home video camera. So little things like that just to bring awareness. And it I try to just educate on that to say, hey, this is something that we, you know, and sometimes we'll break it down on what happened that we can see and what could
Right.
have been prevented. So, and we've also had, like you talked about earlier, the enough is enough. We've had some videos of carriers getting robbed on camera, so we've used those as well. And so I try to make them lighthearted to where it's just a good video to watch and breaks up the what we're talking about.
Yeah, it does break the monotony of it, and it's educational, and it gives a different angle on what you're trying to educate. I always used to do that when I was in the Carrier Academy, is I would bring in very similar videos to that. Like there's video where carriers doing out the window delivery, and the truck veers to the right a little bit, hits the curb, bounces off the curb, and the carrier goes rolling out of the truck, and then the truck comes around, almost runs over the carrier, and then crashes into a tree in somebody's driveway. And I would show this video and people laugh and oh my God, because then of course the carrier goes and looks around and tries to pull the truck out of the off the tree. And
Exactly.
so it's fun and it breaks it up. But then we also talk about why is this carrier not wearing their seatbelt? Why, the things that happened in this video, what led to that? And it comes from management pressing people to make times, people being lazy and taking shortcuts. And it lets us get into all these other topics that are important for carriers to understand about doing the job in a responsible and sustainable way.
And hopefully break the bad habits that have been learned over time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so with your podcast, Bipartisan Buzz, you mentioned already that you got Brian Renfro on your podcast. What a coup. That's so amazing. How'd you make that happen?
Well, I mean, I've known Brian for many years, and it was just a simple email. And I just said, hey, I want to kick off 2024 with our podcast, and asked if we could make if he could make time in his busy schedule to be on with us. And he said, sure, just let me know when and where, and we'll figure something out. And so we did it over Zoom, very similar to this. No, I really appreciated him coming on. And mainly we were talking legislative topics and everything else. He did dabble a little bit into contract stuff, but at the time we were still early in the process as far as hadn't picked an arbitrator and all that, and we're still in the early stages of all that. But mostly it was legislative and then the generic topics that were happening across the country. But no, I appreciated him being on.
That's really cool. That's definitely a score. And I assume that had to have been your most downloaded episode.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go back and check, but I don't really pay attention to that, to be honest. I look and see, and it's like, okay, we had a few people download this last week, but I don't hang on that. And I just want to put the information out there and hopefully somebody gets something out of it and go from there. So.
Well, I can tell you as one of your listeners, I got stuff out of it and I've learned from it. And let me cover this. If my listeners want to be part of Coffee with Letter Carriers, or if they want to get involved in what you're doing, maybe they're in your region, how do they do that?
It is super simple. All you have to do is send us an email, and the email address is educate@coffeewithlettercarriers.org. Just send us an email. What we'll do is we'll add you to the list, and we'll send you out the link. We do this at 7 o'clock every Thursday morning, and it's Mountain Time. And I mean, like I said, we've had people from Boston, Massachusetts join us, from Washington State, Arkansas, Oklahoma, all over. And so if you want to be a part of this, come in, let us know and join us, and it'd be a great thing. And we I appreciate the plug, because I'm not trying to look for numbers. I'm not trying to make this a million thing, a million carriers on here. My biggest thing is just trying to educate. I know you talked about the Academy earlier. I was a master facilitator here in Colorado, Wyoming at the Academy, and did that from 2016 for about probably 6 years. And love teaching. I've loved teaching even before that, helping out at the Region 4 wrap sessions and different state trainings as a state officer. So working my way up through the association. But I mean, I've just loved teaching. And so anytime I can get the opportunity, I'll do it.
It's funny you mentioned that, because when I was going through our Facebook messages to get ready for this interview, I saw messages that I had sent to you or you had sent to me years ago when I was going through, or it feels like years ago, when I was going through getting fired from the Carrier Academy, trying to get my job back and looking for resources for the classroom. And you were somebody who reached out and helped me with that. And man, to have the support of somebody your level, a master facilitator who really knew the manuals and knew the material, I can't thank you enough for that, man. It made such a difference in my feeling like I can actually do this and I can stand up for myself and I know what's proper. And Rick, thanks, man.
No, I appreciate it. And the biggest thing is, none of us know everything. And that's what brings us together as a union. We know who to reach out to. There's not anyone out there that knows everything, but we know someone to call. And if they don't know the answer, they know someone to call. But I mean, we just work together collectively and come together for the good.
That's awesome, man. And creating that, fostering that environment where people are comfortable coming to you with questions. Every day at my station, I give a stand-up talk and to empower, to educate. The same kind of stuff that I'm doing on the Postal Stand-Up, which is another podcast that I've started.
Oh, nice.
And and it's just 5 minutes, 3 times a week, and it goes over like these really basic topics, and sometimes it's inspirational or whatever. So anyway, I gave a talk the other day that I said, every time you guys call me, the first sentence out of your mouth is always, "Hey, Alan, I'm sorry to bother you," and I try to set them straight. I'm like, guys, that's why I took this position. I want you to come to me when you have these questions, when you have these issues. That's what I'm here for. That's what your union is here for. So don't feel like you're putting me out by calling me. You're giving me something to do that I love to do and that I'm passionate about. And that passion for education, it comes through in what you're doing as well. And it makes such a difference to the people that you're teaching. And we feel it. I know there's another educator, Marcy Miller, who is is in Colorado. She sits in on the Coffee with Letter Carriers. And I had an interview with her on this podcast as well. And it was just fantastic to have that shared passion, that shared love, that shared experience. It's great stuff. So do you have a background in education?
I do not. I just started teaching, learning more about this as a union advocate, working my way up through the branch, and then took on those roles in the state association as the director of education, as the vice president, and now president. But I just I don't know. I don't know what started that, but I just have a heart for teaching. But I did not know no educational background at all.
Well, certainly having a clear and understandable voice helps with that. It helps to be understood. So it's a place to start. But yeah, man, you're doing gangbusters. So speaking of these positions, now that you have this leadership position, you wear all these different hats, what do you do personally to stay connected to what's happening on the workroom floor?
I go on the workroom floor as much as I can. We have several associate offices that I go out to Fort Morgan, which is probably a good hour away, and then we have our farthest office is about an hour and 45 minutes away from where I'm at. So we have a lot of our two larger offices in Greeley. I was just on the workroom floor a couple of weeks ago for a retirement celebration for one of our carriers, but anytime I get a chance to go and stop and talk to them, I do, and I'd love to answer questions. I try to never be too busy. Like you said, we always get those phone calls, and the first words are "Sorry to bother you,"
Right.
but if I can't take that call, I'm going to respond with a text message. I'll call you back, or text me, or whatever. But I had a very similar thing happen to me the other night. I had a carrier who called and said it was urgent, and this carrier, when he calls. Or he usually doesn't call. He just sends a text message and says, "Call me when you can." But he said, "It's urgent. I need you to call me." So I called him, and he had just got emergency placed that night.
Oh.
And so we talked it through. And again, he just got emergency placed by management, and he's apologizing for calling me. It's like
Oh my
not a
God.
problem.
Yeah, if
We'll
ever there
get.
were a reason to call.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good reason to call. But no, we
Yeah.
got through it. He's back at work. I have a great team that I work with in my branch. And again, that's wearing the branch hat. But no, and I have a great team at the state level too. Everybody I work with, they're very receptive, and especially to some of my crazy ideas that I want to try to do. But no, it just takes teamwork. It takes teamwork to get
Yeah.
everyone to come together and make the mission happen.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So, that brought me into an where? Oh, yeah. So, with these employees in your area, are you guys hiring straight to PTF or is it still CCAs?
So mostly we are CCAs. We haven't had
Okay.
a staffing issue until here recently. We've had some CCAs just determine that the job wasn't for them. So we're trying to get, I know one of our associate offices, they had some people quit and then retirees and that kind of stuff. And I'm hoping that we can get them on the list for PTFs. But we're using M1968 to bring some carriers in from another location to help with the staffing issues temporarily.
It's funny you should mention that because we have two carriers out of my station who are on details in Colorado, or I think one's in Salt Lake and one's in Colorado. And they're in the one in Colorado is in one of the mountain ski towns like
Aspen,
Aspen or
probably.
something. Yeah. And if we kept hearing like they went up in like May. And we kept hearing like, oh yeah, he's going to be coming back soon. But then when you're in Aspen in the summer and it's 120 degrees in Vegas, like that carrier is in no hurry to be coming back down to Vegas.
Right. Do
And they
you
are
really want to go back to
still up
Vegas? Can
there.
we extend this? No,
Yeah,
I
exactly.
totally
Like, don't come back
understandable.
till October.
Right.
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 Yeah. So how has the turnover been? How has employee retention been? I know it's a nationwide issue. How are things going there, and what do you do to try to help keep people who are quality people?
In my local, the different my main offices and then the AOs, we're staffed pretty well. It's just been recently that we've had some people quit, and just for personal reasons, it hasn't been basically, management's so bad, I'm out of here. It hasn't been anything like that.
That's good.
People just realize that the job's not for them. or we've actually had quite a few transfer. So we have had someone. I just talked to her tonight, and she's transferring, I think, to Michigan or something due to family reasons. And she's been here since the start. She was one of the very beginning TEs that spent 7 years as a TE, and so she's
Wow.
been through the trenches. And you know, just for family reasons, they're moving away. And so we get
Right.
these vacancies created, and it just, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and you're like, oh my gosh, now we got to get them hired. But our local management, they did a hiring, a job fair a few weeks ago, and they're looking at getting, I think, anywhere from 6 to 8 potential new hires on board, and that'll be great.
Nice.
So we'll just hopefully get them going. My biggest issue right now is getting some OJIs, because just trying to get them trained. We have some people who are stepping up and interested, but then to get them trained through the district and everything else is just a long process.
Hey, Marcy asked this question on a postal Facebook group, and I'll run it by you. Where you are, do trainers get level two pay?
Yeah, in my offices, yes, they do.
Okay.
So
Yeah, we
I
get it
know
here in
it's
Vegas
not
as
a
well.
requirement, it's not contractual, but I
Right.
know my supervisors, I believe in all of my AOs and Greeley, where our main offices are, they all get level or T6 pay, however you want to say it.
Right. Yeah. It's something that I've been contemplating pushing to put in our local memorandum the next time that negotiation comes up, because it is something exactly as you say that it's not, there's nothing codified that you have to pay at level two, nothing that I've seen. And it'd be nice to get something like that in writing.
It would be, and we don't have it in our LMOU.
Yeah.
It's just been a given for all these years. Even before I was president, I've been president of the branch, I think, going on 13 years, and it was just always a given. And management's like, no, we think it's necessary. I mean, one of our previous
Oh, yeah.
postmasters, he would even bring CCAs in for, and I got to give him kudos. But I mean, he's retired now, but he'd bring CCAs in for 7 or 8 shadow days. Just because he's like,
Wow.
I don't want them to quit. I want to invest in them. I want to keep them around. And
Yeah.
we would work hand in hand and get these CCAs on board and get them trained and swap them out between different trainers. And okay, my route's all park and loop, so that's all they've seen for 3 or 4 days. But can I give them for 3 days with Ashley? And so Ashley's doing CBUs and mounted, and sure, no problem. And it was
That's
just
great.
very, it was great.
That investment, obviously, it pays for itself and it stops us from throwing money away when we have to lose these new carriers because they're not nurtured, because they're
Right.
not trained or educated. Yeah, it's an investment. And sometimes it's amazing to me. Like you, I don't think you'd find a human in the post office who would tell you, oh, everybody here is all trained up. We're all good to go.
Right.
Everybody has the training they need. So we all agree that more training is needed. I mean, that's why a podcast like this exists, and that's why it gets downloaded, because there is this need, and we're not getting it met from postal management. You know, they say all the time, they want to point out the way we're failing and the way we're falling short and not doing the things we're supposed to do. But when it comes to that investment, it doesn't seem like the willingness is there. So that's fantastic that you had a postmaster for a while who was interested in making that investment.
Well, not just that, but we had a station manager, and who's our current postmaster in Greeley, and he saw the need, and we started it for a continuing education class for CCAs.
Oh my
And
God.
so
I, yes.
we started this, and I said, hey, you know, and his name's Dan Jones. I'll give a shout out to him. And I said, Dan, we need to bring them in on the clock so they can get some training. And we started that, and then COVID hit and all this other stuff happened, and it sort of, I want to get that back going again. But we would have topics like, okay, how do you deliver mail to apartment complexes? What do you do with mail on businesses? And we'd have a different topic, but he would bring them in for a half hour every couple of weeks, and it was paid training on the clock, and it worked out really, really well. And we had great feedback, especially going over edit books, because they don't get edit book training at the academy because they're not dealing with that a
Absolutely.
whole lot.
Yeah.
And you get thrown into that, but no, it worked out really well, but we need to get that kicked back going.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've also pushed for refresher courses It could be something that people just get sent to, like if they're struggling, or it could be something that's standardized. But again, even if it's just a 2 hour investment, there are things that carriers obviously, like the litmus test question that I always ask is, what are the four classes of mail that can go into the UBIM to be shredded? And people think, oh, I've been carrying mail for 20 years. And then suddenly they're like, well, ads and, the standard nonprofit marketing bound printed matter. And they don't know it. Well, I know an ad when I see it. You think you do, but that's why we have all this, all these problems. And it's just a training issue.
And that's one of those things I always encourage, and you've been on the calls with Coffee with Letter Carriers. I encourage stewards or those who are willing to step up and communicate to be involved in stand-ups. And I don't mean to speak on management's behalf, but anytime a union leader or a steward or an advocate can stand and say, hey, management's going to do a stand-up, and it's like, hey, can we add to this if it's a safety issue or an accident just happened? But make sure you don't get in the laser focus of management where they're going to use you or put you in a bad light. But anything you can do to add additional information in a stand-up is, I think, is a great thing.
Yeah, and when I do my training topics, my educational topics, often it's under the color of, I point over to the supervisor's office where people go for their investigative interviews, and I say, look, as a steward, I'm lazy and I don't want to deal with this stuff. So if I can keep you out of that office, that's my goal. And then we never even have to worry about these things. And it's gone pretty well. There's definitely been a marked difference. Like now, almost all of our discipline is just attendance. That's well over half of the grievances that we file as a union is attendance related discipline. What are the big grievances that you run into frequently where you are?
Basically, that's the flavor right now is attendance as well. I mean,
That it
it's one of
is.
those things that we just have to educate carriers because a lot of carriers think, and I don't know why, that if you just bring a doctor's note, you're good. And it's one of those things, it's like, well, that not necessarily. I mean, you can bring all the doctor's notes you want, but you still need to comply with, the various issues that's going on locally in your office and follow the ELM and I mean and the different things in the ELM and then not you just got to follow it and follow instructions and not, some people like to get confrontational. It's like, you don't need to get confrontational. Just let's just get through the day and figure out what's going on. But, and then I always push people to, if you meet the requirements and you can qualify for FMLA, then make sure you push them into that and EAP and all that if they need help. So.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to get to a fun topic. I am an avid hiker. In my spare time, I run a local hiking group, and next summer, going to Machu Picchu. I'm really excited
Nice.
about that. So whenever I think of Colorado, I picture the mountains and hiking trails and things like that. Any hiking around Greeley?
Not in Greeley. Where we're at is about an hour from the mountains. So, I can be in the
Are you
mountains.
east of the mountains where it's like
We
you're into
are.
the
We are.
plains?
So,
Okay,
yep, an
gotcha.
hour
Okay.
west, I can be in the mountains pretty much anywhere, high enough I want to go up on Tower Road, crossing the highest area. But I am not a hiker. I'm not one of these to go out and find a bear and deal with that. So, you'll find me on a lake with a fishing pole.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
not a problem, but I'm not a hiker.
Right. Yeah, understandable. Well, I don't have bears to deal with in Nevada. And if I had bears, it might change my attitude a little bit. Like, oh, I've hiked in Yellowstone, and of course there's grizzly bears up there.
Right.
And I carry as a letter carrier on a park and loop route, I carry bear spray. Or I did for a while when I was on a really bad dog route and I was
Okay.
getting attacked a lot.
Wow.
And so I'm going to Yellowstone. I'm going to bring my bear spray with me. So I'm with a big group with my hiking group, and we go to Old Faithful. And so I'm going to leave my bear spray on the bus. I mean, I'm going to be with thousands of other people. And we're waiting for the time Old Faithful is supposed to erupt again. And I said, I'm going to go ahead and wander down this boardwalk. And then I'm standing in front of this thermal area, and I look around and I realize, how in the world did I do this? I am by myself. I don't even see another person. And I look down in the thermal feature right next to me, and there is this huge grizzly bear paw print in the mud right next to the trail, and
Oh
there's
my
nobody
gosh.
around me, and I don't have my bear spray. And I hightailed it right back to Old Faithful.
That is a sight to see, though. I must say, my wife and I went out there last year for our anniversary, and that is a sight to see.
Yellowstone is absolutely phenomenal.
We weren't sure where we were going to go. I was driving north out of Colorado, and I thought about going to South Dakota, and she's like, "I want to go to Yellowstone." So we just went where the road took
Nice.
us. So it was a good,
Oh,
great
that's
plan.
fantastic. All right. Well, Rick, thank you so much for coming on. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I have so much appreciation for the work that you're doing, for the outreach that you're doing, and even for the political activity. Keep up the good work, man. I really appreciate having you on Classes in Mail.
You too, brother, and keep up your great work. I'm following you. So let's
Awesome.
keep this going, and we'll have to do this again.
Sounds good. All right, Rick, take care.
You too.